The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today on the Forever Young Show. Our mission here has been the same for well over two decades, and that's always to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And if you'd like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. And there you can listen to past shows and read our fantastic articles.
Absolutely. We have the radio archive. We have a radio section. I mean, I think we've put everything we could on that site. In addition, we also have those at-home tests, Dr. Mark, where if someone's curious to really understand, hey, what's my vitamin D level at? You can buy it there on our website. It goes to your house. You do all your testing. You find out in a couple of weeks. So lots of great information there with those at-home tests, Dr. Mark.
Yeah, it's really cool. People can do that in-home testing and find out vitamin D, hormone balance, stress hormones, menopausal hormones, testosterone in men, thyroid for both men and women. So yeah, a lot of great stuff.
My name is Kelly Capasola, and I'm being joined by America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, the man behind americasnaturaldoctor.com and where we get all of our great articles. You know, that's one of the things, Dr. Mark, is you're putting out new content each and every week. We also have a free newsletter. People can go to our website and sign up for that. Sharing is caring, right? Isn't that where we're at in the world?
Absolutely. And, we want to use the technology to get good information out to people. There's a lot of information, but not necessarily good.
That's right. I mean, there's a lot. What was it? That quote I saw, it said, oh, you can't believe everything you read on the internet, as quoted by Abraham Lincoln. Well, we know that there was no internet when Abraham Lincoln was around. So we'll get a giggle on that. What's not, something to laugh about is our topic today, and that's omega-3 fatty acids and essential fats. And we must kind of supplement them sometime, because unless you're eating fish each and every day, it's kind of hard to get that good balance in. So Amberlynn Vital of Garden of Life is going to join us. She's going to tell us about the importance of healthy fats, whether it's for your body, your brain, and we're going to cover all things omega. Our plan is the ultimate guide to omega fatty acids. Before we get to that, if you're a new listener, every time we say hello in the first segment, we share a wonderful article that can be found under News and Breakthroughs at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Dr. Mark, you recently put out a new one, Prevent Alzheimer's Disease with Your Choices Now. What do we have going on with that one?
Well, I usually every day scan to see what's going on in the medical literature, and I found an article in the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery and Psychiatry, very mainstream, and basically reported the review of published studies on key risk factors for Alzheimer's disease. And when you look at these risk factors, the vast majority of them are things people can be proactive in addressing. In other words, people don't realize there's a lot of things you can do to substantially reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease. Essentially, what we're talking about with Alzheimer's disease, like most chronic illnesses, chronic inflammation in the brain. There's several things that can trigger inflammation of the brain, short-term and long-term. Obviously, brain trauma, damage to your head, infections, nutrient deficiencies, insomnia or sleep problems, how you handle stress, toxins in the environment you're exposed to, having digestive issues. A lot of inflammation actually originates from the gut health. About 50% of the American adult population that has insulin resistance, like in pre-diabetes and diabetes, and hormone deficiencies. These are all things which create inflammation in the body, including the brain, and you get this chronic inflammatory response. So what they found, or what they described in this article, and things actually most of us who've studied this before already knew this, but they found in terms of things which are really key in preventing Alzheimer's, they found cognitive activity, so being very active with your brain, especially as you age, crossword puzzles, lots of reading, things where your brain's interactive, keeping your blood homocysteine level down. Homocysteine is a protein that can build up in the blood, occurs in people because of genetic issues where they need certain types of folate, methylfolate, B12, B6 to help metabolize it, increased body mass index later in life, having depression, not handling stress well. Actually, low blood pressure is one of the ones they came up with as well, and managing blood pressure. These are some of the key things they found in the study. And then secondary to that, they found having obesity in midlife was a risk factor, weight loss in late life. So if you're losing too much weight later in life, not maintaining physical exercise, you smoke, you have cardiovascular disease. Actually, even low levels of vitamin C were found to be on that moderate risk category. And in the last class, they had things which had weaker evidence for Alzheimer's disease risk would be not managing blood pressure properly, especially the diastolic blood pressure, the use of NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications like ibuprofen, using too much of that, not having enough social activity, having osteoporosis or bone loss, being exposed to pesticides, and not having good, clean drinking water. So these are some of the things they actually reviewed in this mainstream study, things which holistic doctors have always emphasized for years, but the analysis is coming out in the mainstream journals.
I hope our listeners will go over to our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com, click on the news and breakthroughs, and share and read these articles. The number one compliment you can give to us on this program is to share the information so everybody has an opportunity to apply it in their life. We have to run out to that break, but when we come back, Amber Lynn Vitale talking Omega.
Today, more than ever, it is important where you buy your natural health products. Since 1996, iHerb has worked hard to enhance your online shopping experience. Initially, our company promoted the benefits of St. John's Wort, hence the name iHerb. It's now a world-class online store, supplying a vast selection of brand-name natural products. With a wide selection of quality products and easy-to-use app, iHerb is a global leader in bringing the best overall value in natural products to customers all over the world. At iHerb.com, you'll find over 1,200 brands and 30,000 brand-name natural products. At iHerb, your products are always kept cool, clean, and fresh with our climate-controlled GMP-certified facilities. With 24/7 customer service, our goal is to make your online shopping experience as fast, safe, and affordable as possible. To learn more, visit iHerb.com, iHerb.com. That's iHerb.com.
Are you looking for healthcare that fits your busy life? OneShare Health is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry whose mission it is to inspire healthy communities and provide options to share the cost of healthcare. Here's one of our valued members to share her experience.
What I like most about OneShare Health is the affordability, the ease of use, the customer service. I had one experience with telemedicine, and that was incredible. I was traveling. I realized I was coming down with something, so I called them. They indicated that a doctor would be calling me in the next few hours. My phone rang in like 15 minutes. We went through all my symptoms. They found the nearest pharmacy and went ahead and called in my prescription. Everything was done between 30 and 45 minutes.
When today's listeners mention Forever Young Radio, they will receive 40% off their enrollment fee and unlimited access to telemedicine with a $0 consult fee. Visit ForeverOneShareHealth.com or call 833-779-0299 to learn more about our medical sharing family.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, we have a very special show planned for you today with a very special guest. We're going to talk all about essential fatty acids, fish oils, vegan alternatives. Dr. Mark, who do we have with us today?
Yeah, it's great to have Amber Vitale back on the show. And given her history, she had a Bachelor of Arts in 1994 from Colorado College and then went on to pursue her passion in bodywork and nutrition. Her massage training started in 1996 in California at the Alchemy Institute for the Healing Arts. And then she continued with a postgraduate studies at Ohio University in osteopathy. And then she became a licensed certified nutritionist through American Health Sciences University, National Institute for Nutritional Education in 2000, and then went on to study the vast field and great field of Ayurvedic medicine. So now Amber is a full-time regional educator for Garden of Life. Many people are familiar with this, you know, large, successful company, nutritional supplement company, where she happily educates and speaks, bringing health awareness to many parts of the eastern United States. Amber, great to have you back on.
And now the western United States. Great to be here.
No, you're right. You're right. Yes. Now you're in the Western United States. Yes. You're actually, you're now, we're very close to where I grew up as a kid, actually. So I know the area well.
Wow, that's great. It's so great. And again, we love having you join us on the show and hearing about all the things that you have going on and always looking at every aspect of health. And, you know, when you and I were talking about, hey, what should we talk about this week? It should be omegas. I mean, we're hearing so much about it. But again, I have to giggle because I found this article you wrote, and it was like in 2014, and you started it out perfectly. The perception of fat seems to be always changing, right? Is fat good? Do you need fat? Do you not want fat? But, I mean, I'm pretty sure we need fats. It just depends what kind. What do you guys think out there?
Of course we need fat. I did that whole thing in the 90s, though, of fat-free everything, and it ruined my health. Ruined my health. I had it just set the stage for rampant candida, threw off my whole microbiome, threw off all of my fatty acid metabolism, and it took years to get back.
Yeah, we see people occasionally, people who've gone these low-fat diets, maybe from a traditional medical doctor who's really behind on nutrition, or just people doing it themselves, and what do you see? Well, they come in, they have, you know, focus problems. They have dry skin. They have brittle hair and nails. They have digestive problems. They have fatigue. And the list, and then, and especially in the women, ends up causing great hormonal imbalance in their cycle, maybe menopausal symptoms because they're chemical messengers. But yeah, Amber, you mean you're very well trained in the omega fats. So tell us more about how critical they are that we have them in our diet, or at least in the form of supplements as well.
I feel like I used to just repeat what I learned, which was they're important. They're anti-inflammatory. They're precursors. You know, they help your hormones. They help your balance out your prostaglandins. But now we know so much more. It's probably still the tip of the iceberg. But, you know, studying Ayurveda really helped me to balance out my diet and other people's diets and make sure that, you know, we were looking at each person individually. If you already are a thick and oily skinned person, you might not need as much fat as somebody who is a thinner skin, drier person, more coquettic, can't keep on a lot of weight. So we do have to look at each person as an individual. I don't want to take someone who's been on the standard American diet of corn oil and soy and cottonseed and canola and then just convert them to tons of butter and olive oil and coconut oil and MCTs, even though those are good fats. They may need a bit of purging and cleansing, which is why I think that people like, you know, Dean Ornish were really successful with that low fat, but he was still nourishing people and giving them less fat, but good fats. And so it's really about what are they and then finding the right amount for your particular needs. But omega-3s are very special. We need them. We can't make them. We have to eat them. And we don't get enough of them in the modern diet, in the standard American diet, well below what we should. I think we figured out that worldwide in healthy populations, the ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 fats is about 4 to 1. And in the United States, it's about 20 to 1 and even up to 40 to 1 in some populations. And that's not good. That's why it's inflammatory.
Yeah, and that's a lot. I mean, but I'm sure you see it a lot, Dr. Mark, when you have people who are coming in, you ask them how they eat. Maybe they're not eating the best. Maybe they have inflammatory issues. Gosh, my legs hurt, my joints hurt. I'm just not feeling myself. I would imagine it that has a lot to do with the imbalance, right?
Oh, definitely. Matter of fact, it's one of the core things we do with patients when we're first meeting with a patient, analyzing their diet, analyzing their conditions. We make sure we really hone in on those essential fatty acids because, as Amber said, the typical American is on a pro-inflammatory diet. The types of oils are getting in packaged foods, eating out. They have this imbalance between omega-6 and omega-3 in creating an inflammatory scenario, which, as we now know and have known for many years, it sets you up for not only acute illness, but chronic illness, and way beyond that. And these are chemical messengers in the body, so they're going to affect your mood, your focus, your hormone balance, both men and women, your immune system balance. So it really has ramifications throughout the whole body. So yes, even in that first visit, we are looking at improving the balance of their omega-3 to omega-6 ratio.
Absolutely. And it's omega-6s have gotten a bad rap. They are, you know, pro-inflammatory. But that's really important because inflammation is what keeps us alive. It's what defends our body. And so omega-6 fatty acids are just as essential. We absolutely have to eat them. We have to take them in. But where do we get them? is what is important. You don't want them to bring with them a host of toxins. And most of the omega-6 fats that Americans consume are from genetically modified foods like canola and corn and soy. And so we have to change that. And then we have to change that ratio, because omega-3 fats are the precursors to all of the pro-resolving mediators of inflammation. Specialized pro-resolving mediators of inflammation come from almost entirely omega-3 fats, and they put out the fires.
Right. And then we talk about things like we hear, okay, when someone doesn't really know much about health, sometimes they'll hear these little words and they'll be like, what does that mean? And there's a great reason why these have been shortened, because they're very long names if you have to pronounce them. But EPA, DHA, ALA, those are all very important components when we're talking about omegas.
They are. It is confusing. I mean, in as much as this is our field, you know, Dr. Mark, myself, you, we're always still learning these monikers and what they mean. And so the person that goes to the store and says, oh, I heard I need some fish oil, and buys 1,000 milligrams of fish oil in a big soft gel at a discounted price, you have no idea what you're getting. You don't know if it's oxidized. You don't know what fish. You don't know what kind of sustainability, toxicity. And you don't know if you're actually getting the very useful omega-3s that are preformed and ready to go, which are EPA, DHA, and even now DPA, which are the most predominant three that you find in fish and algae and that we really need. We can make those out of ALA, alpha-linoleic acid, which comes from, you can get it from all your seeds, your flax and chia and so on, but it is not a good conversion. My understanding, Dr. Mark, is that about at a max, if you've been a good vegan for a long time, you might get 20% conversion from ALA, from say flax and chia and other rich plant foods, to EPA. But then in the liver, EPA has to then be converted to DPA and DHA, and that might net you 4% conversion. So we really aren't seeing the actual precursors being manufactured in as high an amount as we need them in most people from plant sources only, the exception being algae.
Right. I mean, it's a good point. When we have patients and their lab tests are extremely deficient or they have inflammatory conditions, like you said, there are reasons why people don't convert ALA into the active omega-3s like EPA, DHA, and other ones. There's genetic factors. If they're deficient in various nutrients like magnesium and B6, which a lot of people are, and other nutrients, they're just not going to get that conversion. So usually for myself, if people want more of a plant-based omega-3, they can do that, but I wouldn't suggest it. Again, if they got major health problems going on, their levels are quite low. If they're very healthy people and they want to do it as a preventive maintenance, yeah, that's fine. I've seen analysis of many omega-3 products out there, and you know, it's unfortunate, as you said, the quality of some of these products, the potency and quality. It seems like there's a certain percent of companies which have very high quality omega products, and then you kind of have the rest.
Absolutely true. And this is one of those areas where I do not help people find a bargain. This is not where you want to be seeking a bargain.
Yeah.
Better to buy a very high quality, well-tested, well-labeled product for your omega-3s, your EPAs, DHAs, DPAs, and even if you can't take it every day. So even if you just took it the way maybe you would eat fish, like three times a week, so that you can make that bottle last longer, it's more expensive because the fish are fished in a sustainable manner. They're tracking the schools. They're only pulling up that anchovy or that tuna or that cod. You know, they're not just getting huge nets full of all kinds of fish and throwing them into a mishmash. They're giving back. They're processing in very high-tech ways that are lower temperature and reduce exposure to light, air, and heat. So you have less oxidation and you have a healthier product. And so there's a lot more expense that goes into it. And there's a reason why they're better quality products.
We're going to run out to a break. When we come back, we're going to pick up and talk a lot more. So stay with us.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online. The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Use the code FOREVER for an exclusive 20% off discount. pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, talking all things Omega with our very good friend, Amberlynn Vitale, regional educator of Garden of Life. We love having you join us, Amber. You have so much experience. Appreciate you talking about the different qualities of fish oils that can be found out there, or even the different qualities of fish. If it's super fishy, I avoid it. I mean, yes, we're going to consume fish oil. It's going to smell like a little bit of fish, even with some natural lemon. But if you smell it and it's rancid, that's why you don't spend $5 on a fish oil, because if you get some rancid oils and you start consuming it, whether it be in fish oils, nuts, seeds, whatever, I mean, that's going to dry that inflammatory factor up. And we're already so imbalanced that that's why it's a perfect recommendation not to price shop when it comes to omegas.
Absolutely. I've always had such a nose for rancidity, you know, whether it's like you said, in a bag of nuts or an oil, cooking oil, I can't abide it. And fish oil is no different. And it's just one of those things. It's like dirty keto. If you're going to go dirty keto and you're going to use canola oil as your source of fat and partially hydrogenated this and that, just don't do it. And I feel the same about fish. If you're going to buy a fish or even an algal oil, because they're all delicate and it's cheap and it's possibly oxidized, it's better that you just not take any at all.
Yeah, this comes up with patients. You know, I see a lot of patients are taking a number of supplements. They want to save money, which is understandable. One of the things I do tell them, fish oil and omega supplements are just one area. I tell them, don't mess around with it. You know, stay with a high quality product, high quality company. Work maybe with the other ones, but don't mess around with the omega fatty acid supplements, because like you said, you actually could be causing more harm than good. And this is actually one area where the critics of nutritional medicine really attack. And I have to say, it's one of the few instances where they make a case, because again, when you have some of these lower quality products people buy on the internet, maybe get from pharmacies and some direct mail companies, I mean, they do make a case, because there are too many companies out there where their products just don't have the purity and potency like they should. And so it's one of the few cases where actually, you know, that they're accurate to some degree. What do you think?
I think the research has shown that. I think the research on omega-3s, EPA research for certain health conditions, DHA research, and even now DPA research, if they sourced a fish oil for that research, didn't test it for Totox, which is your lipid peroxides and anisidine, and it was already oxidized, you're not going to get good results. You're not going to see a reduction in inflammatory markers. You might actually see them go up. And so it's been kind of confounding, the research, where we do one study and we're like, oh my gosh, it helps so much. We do another study and it's done the same way, but using a different source, and it doesn't do so much. And this has left the public sort of scratching their heads saying, well, I don't know, maybe it's all just a ruse and maybe we shouldn't be using this. But it really comes down to quality. Absolutely.
We always go to science-based research. What is the company like? How do they make their other products? You know, those are the things that we really look at. And then when I take a fish oil supplement or an omega-3 of any source, I don't want to repeat it. You know, that's another thing that people can look at when it comes to quality. Are you taking it and then repeating it for the next couple of hours?
Right. And does it taste like anything more than repeating sushi? You know, good sushi.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Ocean-like. Yeah, absolutely. I have to look at, I look at the science, you know, to see how we're understanding the mechanisms of the body. But I love the big epidemiological observational studies. And we just have to look at the five blue zones on the planet where you have documented birth and death records of people living into their 90s and hundreds, healthfully just dying one day in their sleep, as it should be. But up until that time, outdoors, working, contributing, advising, you know, being a part of daily life, being active, being healthy. This is how we want to live our lives. And in all of those blue zones, so Okinawa, Japan, Nicoya, Costa Rica, Ikaria, Greece, Sardinia, Italy, and Loma Linda, California, Seventh-day Adventist community in California, they all have high omega-3 intake. They all have high omega-3 intake, high monounsaturated fat intake, low intake of omega-6s coming from corn, canola, soy. You know, it just isn't happening. They are not using vegetable oil, you know, that ubiquitous sort of ambiguous, obscure definition that is just rampant in our society. And so how do they live well? What is their ratio of omega-6 to omega-3? Far better than ours. And that is enough evidence for me.
Well, that's real. Yeah, that's what's going on in real life. What about people who are concerned about weight gain? I mean, you hear the term fat, of course. This is an essential type of fatty acid. You and I know it has certain metabolic effects, beneficial effects on the body. Talk to the listeners about the effects on metabolism, good, bad, or indifferent. What's your take on when people hear the word fish oil or algae oil and omega-3s in terms of their weight? Is it something they should be concerned about?
I wish they could just come and live in my house for a little while and see how much fat we eat and how it affects us. If it's the right fat and it's the right amount for you, it is going to improve your metabolism and your ability for your cells to detoxify and make functioning cell membranes, whether it's in your brain or in your gut or in your heart or your liver. Anything that we overtake calorically, you know, overconsumption of calories can certainly lead to weight gain. But even if it did, the kind of weight that you would put on with olives, avocados, fish, nuts, seeds, coconut oil, MCT is so different than the kind of fat that we put on from high fructose corn syrup, beet sugar, you know, over consumption of refined cane sugar, sodas. It's a whole different tissue. And we can look at, you know, cultures where people were being larger was esteemed, like Samoa and Hawaii, and the quality of the tissues of their body and their functioning was just so different. The biggest studies on fish oil and omega-3s, EPA, DHA, came out of the Greenland Eskimo communities, the ones that were not given modern food at all. They were not living in a village or a town. They were eating a traditional diet of seal and whale and fish and eating all parts, and their fat intake was through the roof. No heart disease, beautiful skin, beautiful hair, beautiful eyes, healthy, maybe fuller figured, but heck, if you're living in that environment, you want a little bit of fullness. You know, you're not living in the desert.
Yeah, self-ventilation,
so,
yeah.
Our whole concept is different. You know, our whole concept is different. And we've seen it with the ketogenic diet. If people go from standard American diet to high-fat keto and don't know what they're doing and don't get all their minerals from their vegetables, they will see a decline in health, not an improvement. But if they go into a higher fat diet and they're using all good fats and lots of healthy vegetables and well-sourced fats and proteins, they tend to do a lot better. Your liver, you know, they call it non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, what most Americans with central obesity have, but it's really alcoholic because the way your liver deals with fructose, which is ubiquitous in the processed food supply, is that it treats it like alcohol. It's a toxin. And your liver will put on fat just as if you were drinking a fifth of vodka every day. And it's the same disease. It's just coming from a slightly different food, but your body's treating it the same way. It is not the answer.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's very common in America now. And again, these good fats help to reduce inflammation in the liver, help with fat metabolism. So we actually want patients to get those in, even with that common condition. And let's think about this, ladies. I mean, if you take, say, a Garden of Life fish oil supplement or an algae supplement, I mean, the amount of calories in there, you know, in the supplement is non-significant. Some people are, you know, very calorie concerned. Think about it that way. I mean, you're not getting any significant amount of calories in from those supplements.
Well, the myth about fat, the problem is that in a gram of fat, you get about 9 calories, whereas in a gram of carbohydrates, you get about 4. And so that whole fat makes you fat myth came from the fact that per gram, fat is more caloric. But you also consume far less of it relative to your carbohydrates, relative to your proteins, typically. And in 1 teaspoon of our cod liver oil, you have a whopping 40 calories, people, but you're getting 4.5 grams of very healthy fat. And if that's in your salad, I love to put it in salad dressing. Like I'll put it in with MCT oil and olive oil and then herbs and salt and vinegar or lemon or lime. And this is so good for you. It's like you can almost feel it entering your cells immediately. And you are what you eat. Your cells will be made of what you have consumed. And what you cannot use to build things becomes a toxin, and your body has to eliminate it. And it's very, very hard on your body. So having high-quality sources of your fats, your carbs, and your proteins, I cannot reinforce how important it is. It does start with what we eat. And if for some reason we're in a situation where we can't access well-sourced food, we don't have the time to cook it, we don't have the know-how, we don't have the finances, a supplement is just that. I'd rather people eat very low fat when it comes to, you know, eating out. Let's say if they're eating out a lot, if they're eating fast food, if they're buying boxed food and they're just not having a lot of access to really good quality whole food, you should certainly eat low fat because you don't want your fats to come from there. And then you should buy a really good supplement of omega-3 fats, MCT oil, and supplement your fats healthfully.
That's a great point. And on that note, we're going to run out to a break. While we're there, go and check out gardenoflife.com. gardenoflife.com and the wonderful fish oils that they represent. They also have a vegan form, which I'm sure we're going to talk about. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
At the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine, our mission is to serve our patients to the best of our ability each and every day. This is why, for your convenience and peace of mind, we are now virtually coming to you from the comfort of your own home in the form of telephone consultations. America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and the highly trained holistic doctor he works with will help you to take control and be proactive in managing your health, and will also help you to uncover those root causes of your symptoms with state-of-the-art lab testing, so you can get the clearest possible picture of your current health and then some recommended natural and integrated targeted treatment and preventative modalities so you can achieve your long-term health goals. Scheduling an appointment is easy. Simply call us at 855-DOC-MARK to arrange a telephone consultation. Mention the code FOREVERYOUNG to get a special listener's discount. To learn more, please visit markstangler.com. That's markstangler.com. Or call today 1-855-DOC-MARK. That's 1-855-DOC M-A-R-K.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with our very good friend, Amber Lynn Vitale of Garden of Life, sharing with you the ins and outs of fats, healthy fats, omegas, omega-3s, and omega-6s. What goes into it, what as consumers we should be looking for, and really what quality means out there. Dr. Mark, wonderful show today.
Absolutely, and such an important topic. Amber, talk to us about precise types of products people should be using, because they hear a lot of talk in omega-3s, you see infomercials on TV, there's all sorts of different products in health food stores, but what would you say sets Garden of Life omega products apart from, you know, all the other ones out there?
We want to offer a fish oil, let's say, if it's a fish oil, that is very concentrated in the active omegas, EPA, DHA, DPA. If you have a gram of, so 1,000 milligrams of fish oil, let's say it's anchovy, you want 90-some percent of that to be those active omegas. And so that's our advanced omega, that's our DHA 1000 that we just came out with, both from anchovy. This is really for people who need to curb those bad fats in their diet and start focusing on omega-3s. And they're not getting, you know, omega-6s in there. They're not getting saturated fats in there. They're focused on those very healing, anti-inflammatory, inflammation-resolving omega-3s. And then when you take something that is a full fat product like cod liver oil, we've heard about it for eons, right? You know, this is not your grandmother's cod liver oil. This stuff is clear and bright. And like I said, you're getting 4.5 grams of fat. And of that, 1,000 milligrams is your EPA, DHA, DPA. But the other fats that you're getting are so healthful. It really harkens back to these water-based cultures, you know, where they're living on rivers, living on lakes, living on streams, living on oceans, and consuming fish. So when you look at something like that, those are the two ends of the spectrum. But you, what you do not want is a product that has soybean oil making up a huge part of the fat, or a lot of the saturated fats or oxidized omega-6s that might be in a fish that they process, and that the EPA and DHA is very low. You do not want that. You don't want to see that they're adding canola oil, adding corn oil, adding soy oil, or anything like that. You know, you want all the goodness coming from the fish. And when it comes to algal oils, again, it's like a food oil in the sense of the way cod liver is. So an algal oil, if you don't process it, which you don't really need to, you don't really need to concentrate it because it's a very good source of fat. Let's say that you have 1,000 milligrams of algae oil. Of that, half of it might be your EPA, DHA, DPA, or just DHA and DPA in our case. And that's good. It's like, even though I'm an omnivore and I love fish oil, I like the idea of sourcing it from something else, lower on the food chain. Algae, very controlled farming methods, fermentation methods for growing algae, very clean. We don't have to rely on the ocean. We don't have to worry about fish population sustainability and are they renewing themselves. You can actually get what you need conscientiously from the algae. And up until recently, we didn't really have vegan options that had those bioactive EPA, DHA, and DPA in them in significant amounts. And that's what we're after.
So fascinating to hear all that. And then, you know, many people ask questions like, what does estyl ether mean? What does triglyceride form mean?
That's a great question.
You know, those are some questions that people like to know. Would you mind, Donna?
Not at all. Little dirty secrets of the industry. So typical both molecular distillation and CO2 extraction, which are two common ways, they're clean ways in the sense that, you know, you can really concentrate your EPA and DHA and DPA, and you can eliminate things like heavy metals. People are worried about mercury and PCBs and POCs. So these are good methods, but they, what they do is isolate everything. They remove, if you eat fish or even algae, you have fat in triglyceride form. So it's glycerin and three fatty acids. So think of it like Legos. Glycerin is like a ball and there's three fatty acids sticking out from it. And it could be DPA and DHA and then a saturated fat. And so molecular distillation just breaks all that into pieces, like busted up Legos, and then starts selectively concentrating specific ones in an isolated form and blends them. This yields an ethyl ester form, which was the form used in a lot of research, actually. They're isolates that are blended back together. And then people said, well, the natural form is triglycerides, so let's throw it back in with some glycerin. So your body has the glycerin to use to rebuild fatty acids. And so they renatured it back to triglycerides. What we have now is taking it another step further. It doesn't have to be isolated. You can actually selectively enrich using motion and pressure and enzymes and low temperature, the DPA, DHA, and EP on that glycerin without busting it apart. And then in the case of cod, liver, and algae oils, they are just as they came in nature. They don't have to be broken apart at all. They're in naturally occurring concentrations. So these are the way you get it in a fish, the way that you would get it if you ate algae, which we just don't, but we're able to process that oil. You just break them open. They're single-celled organisms. You can get their fats just like chlorella. It's minimal processing, minimal heating, and therefore minimal exposure to air and light, and you don't start that chain reaction of oxidation, which is rancidity, which leads to more inflammation.
Yeah, Garden of Life, the technology, you guys continue to improve it. You have been leaders in the field, haven't you?
We have. I mean, we find amazing partners. And so we search and search until we find an amazing partner who's doing it different, thinking out of the box, improving it. Sometimes we push for things to be improved. In the case of our new fish oil line, we just found three amazing partners for what we're doing that are like us. You know, they're innovators, they're pioneers, and they want to make it better, from the fishing boats, from the monitoring of the population and sustainability, to the preservation, to the processing, you know, to the soft gels, vegan soft gels, non-GMO project verified plant gels from tapioca starch. It hasn't happened before. And there is a lot of GM contamination in the fish oil industry, in the stuff that's added to it and in the soft gels that they're put in. And it's places you wouldn't think about, even if the fish themselves aren't genetically modified.
Right. And I'm just blown away because you guys have 15 different products you can choose from, ranging from, you know, like the fish oil we talked about, or the algae, but even prenatals. And that's important too. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't want to get into this long conversation, but womb to tomb. That's how I've always been told to use omegas and use fish oil. And so I love that you offer something for the entire family, especially condition. Some of them are condition specific, if I remember. I think you have a cardio one and a mood one mm-hmm. and a prenatal mm-hmm. and then the kids and Oceans 3, mm-hmm. I think. You know, what a great way to get this in the entire family.
They're labeled really so that your listeners can go out and, not knowing a lot, but trusting the brand, can say, okay, I have cardiovascular issues. Let me try this one. I've got problems with balancing my mood and my anxiety. Let me try this one. You know, oh, healthy hormones. I have hormone problems. Maybe that one will help me. And they're designed with concentrations based on research that are to promote health in the area that you're looking for. But yeah, from womb, we have to have DHA and DPA in fetal development. It's so very important. It's in our breast milk. It's so very important. The specialized pro-resolving mediators, our breast milk is full of them. That's why we're so excited about our cod liver oil, because it has the same level of specialized pro-resolving mediators of inflammation that you get in a healthy mother's breast milk. And so baby brain, why do moms get baby brain? Because all their DHA and DPA are going into their milk and into their fetus. And if there's not enough left over for them, they're not going to be functioning that well. So important at that time.
Basically, 90% of patients I see coming in my clinic need some type of fatty acid, omega-3 fatty acid supplementation. We always try and work with their diet as best we can, but virtually 9 out of 10 people, when we do testing with them, when we go over their symptoms, they do benefit from supplementing omega-3s.
They do. Yeah. And let's just put it in perspective. I like to look at, like, how should we eat it? So even our own U.S. FDA recommends that for pregnant and lactating women, so that's like your highest need, that you're getting 2 to 3 servings of fish-based foods each week. So 8 to 12 ounces of fish that contain omega-3s. And that would give you 115 milligrams of DPA a day. But most Americans get between 10 and 40. And that's just DPA. We're talking a lot higher needs even for EPA and DHA. The Japanese, are because of the research, are really saying, hey, we want to see people having a 1-to-1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 fatty acids in their diet. So if you eat a lot of processed food, you have a higher need for omega-3s than someone who doesn't.
Want our listeners to go and check out gardenoflife.com. That is gardenoflife.com, also available at retail stores nationwide. You can learn more. You can read the blog. They have great recipes. Make sure you visit gardenoflife.com. Such a pleasure always, Amber, to have you join us. Thank you so much for letting us bend your ear so we can better educate ourselves and our listeners. And we look forward to talking to you again.
Awesome. Thank you both so much. Take care. Be well.
Thank you. You too. All right, listeners, that does it for our show this week. Have a happy and healthy week. And if you get lost along the way, AmericasNaturalDoctor.com.